Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Cecilia Jensen. She is with Four Corners Behavioral Health. We're going to talk about some of the services that Four Corners offers and then a program that they've got going on right now that really is going to help people with suicide prevention, those kinds of things. Cecilia, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
Anytime. This is important stuff. So let's, for those people that may not know or may not be aware, what is Four Corners Behavioral Health and what kind of services do you guys offer down there?
So Four Corners Behavioral Health is the local behavioral health authority. We cover Carbon, Emory, and Grand County. And some of the services that we provide are one-on-one individual therapy. We provide group therapy. We have case management services for people maybe needing help finding a job or seeking local resources. And we have also peer recovery, peer support recovery individuals who help people with substance use get into and maintain their recovery. So we do a lot of different things to help people with mental and behavioral health and substance use.
And one of the things that you've got going on right now is all surrounded around suicide prevention. And it, you know, we were talking off the air before we came on about the fact that this has really been a rough time for people.
Yes.
And because there's no social interaction and things like that, and people start, you know, thinking that direction, and we've actually lost quite a few people recently to this.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what Four Corners Behavioral Health has come up with and some of the tools that you guys offer to help people that may be feeling this way.
Yeah, so one of the biggest things with suicide prevention is connection. People need connection. And what we're seeing with, COVID is people isolating more, maybe not having the same interactions with people in their lives that they used to. And it's really causing some mental distress for people. And so we just really wanted to come on and let people know that there are things that you can do to either help yourself if you're struggling or help somebody else who you might believe is struggling. So there's a really great campaign out there called #BeTheOneTo, and it has tangible steps of what you can do to help somebody that you might think is struggling or yourself. So there's 5 steps. The first one is ask. It's really important to ask somebody if they're thinking about suicide. Research shows that asking them won't cause them to die by suicide or take their own life. It actually is relieving for them to talk about what's going on. And if you ask them, it opens up that door for them to talk about how they're feeling. So just know that it's okay to ask. You're not going to harm them in any way. You're going to allow a space for them to open up and talk about how they're feeling. The next step is just be there. Be there for them. Be an active listener. You don't have to fix their problems. You don't have to jump to, you know, here's what you need to do. Just be there to listen to them. It's really, really important to allow them to kind of talk through. Sometimes that is just helpful in letting them talk about what's going on. The next step, the third step, is keep them safe. So check in if they have a plan of how they're going to take their life. So if they have guns in the home, lock up the guns. They can even ask a family member to take them for a little while just until they start feeling better. It's not a forever thing, just until they start feeling better. Lock up medications if they need. Have them be a part of the plan because we want them to be invested in their life and in living. The next step is help them connect. Connect with help if they need it, professional help, people in their lives who are really great supports. It's kind of tricky right now with COVID, but have those calls, those phone calls, text them, you know, just check in on people, make sure that they're doing okay. And then that's also part of the last step is follow up. Following up with them, saying, hey, I know we talked about how you're feeling last week. I just wanted to make sure that you're still doing okay. That is actually I cannot stress this step enough. This is one of the most important steps to do. So we just wanted to, you know, come on and give these tangible steps of what anybody can do to help somebody that might be struggling.
And once again, like we said, even something as simple as a text or a quick phone call
Yes.
may make the difference.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's one thing to be able to do this, but to say that you're going to do this, it's kind of a difficult step for people. And mm-hmm. what would you tell people that are maybe having difficulty maybe talking to someone about these kinds of things?
So, yeah, it can be an uncomfortable conversation. We're not used to talking about suicide, right? So it definitely can feel uncomfortable. I would say trust your instincts and trust your gut. And if you are worried about somebody and you're like, I don't know what to do, I'm not sure how to talk to them, talk to them. Just talk to them. Say, hey, even if you're uncomfortable asking the question of, hey, are you thinking about suicide? Just say, hey, how are you doing? You haven't been yourself lately and I'm worried about you. Let's talk about it. So you can kind of, you can check in on them and kind of go that route without directly going that route if that's something you're uncomfortable with. But I would recommend practicing asking that question. Are you thinking about suicide? Because you just want to get to the point and you want to get them the help that they need. And if they're struggling in the moment and they really need professional help, we want to help them get connected.
All right, Cecilia, if anyone has questions or things that they need answers, how can they get a hold of you guys down at Four Corners?
So you can give us a call. The Carbon Clinic is 637-2358, extension 5. And then you can check up our, you know, our Emory County phone number and our Grand County phone number on our website, fourcorners.ws.
All right. Cecilia Jensen with Four Corners Behavioral Health, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today about this. This is important information that needs to get out there, and people need to be able to access this information.
Yes, thank you so much, Dave.
Anytime. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.